July holiday continues with double plays of your favorite artists here on Kiss 104.1. I'm Monica Pearson with today's R&B and throwbacks, plus a university celebrating 100 years in our community. Where did you come from, baby? This month, Beulah Heights University will celebrate 100 years of existence. University President Dr. Benson Carranza joined me this week to talk about the big event planned for this month. He was joined by Reverend Deanne Johnson, member of the Board of Trustees and co-pastor of New Covenant Christian Ministries, and Bishop Dr. Brian Hodges, Chair of Religious Studies at the University and pastor of Gathering of Champions Church International. Beulah Heights University started in 1918 as the Beulah Heights Bible Institute. It was founded by Reverend Paul and Dr. Hattie Barth. This year, they're celebrating 100 years.
Yeah.
Thank you all for being here.
Our joy.
Dr. Carranza, this is one of the nation's oldest Bible institutions. What led to the founding of the school?
What led to the founding of the school was the revival that was going on in California, and it's Azusa Street Revival. That was going, that went on for many years, and our founders went to visit there, and when they came back, they came being filled with the Spirit. At one point, they didn't want to start it, but they felt that God was compelling them to start the school. And they gathered in their house. They invited about eight of their friends, and for 5 hours, they talked about that, and they believed that God was with them, was among them, and they decided to start Beulah Heights Bible Institute.
Now, the school, over time, has always had the same mission. What is that mission?
The mission that from the beginning was to train leaders and send them out. They felt that at the beginning they thought that, just like Paul, they thought that Jesus Christ would be coming very soon. And therefore what they were doing, they were training students in a hurry for 3 months and sending them out. They sent them to South America, they sent them to Africa, and they sent them to India. In fact, some of our students who went to South Africa were killed in South America, were murdered in South America. But that vision of training leader continues today, because one of our major in the college right now is to train leaders for ministry and marketplace. And we continue to do that. The thing that has changed is we have expanded the platform. Rather than only sending the missionaries, we're bringing people from outside the countries, such as Korea. We have people from Congo, Kenya, almost 28 countries there. And also we do have extension sites in Belgium. We have extension in Congo and Brazil. So we are continuing with what was the vision of the founders.
When I attended a graduation at Beulah Heights,
yeah,
I noticed that there were a lot of South Koreans, too.
Right.
What is this about the global learning part of Beulah Heights?
The global learning part of Beulah Heights is that the same vision that was started off by our founders to train leaders, we've been able to go to Korea and also invite the Koreans. As I say, we have about 24 students who are doing PhD now in South Korea, where I normally visit them every year. And we also have students all the way to Tokyo, where we are continuing to train those students who are doing Doctor of Ministry and also a PhD. So it's the same thing. We want to continue spreading not only the gospel, but training the leaders who carry on the ministry.
While Beulah Heights University was founded to train religious leaders, the student body has changed, as President Dr. Carranza explained.
We do have two groups of students. The ones that want to do pure ministry, that is religious study. And even though they're doing pure ministry, it's not only we're training the students who are going to be behind the pulpit. We also want to train leaders in the religious study who can also do different things, just like what you're doing, right? It's a ministry. Because if you're going to train everybody to be behind the pulpit, then you're losing a whole group of leaders and people who can spread the gospel. The other department is where we train MBA and also pure leadership. And those are also the people who go to work in the banks, who work as leaders, managers in different sectors, because we want people who understands the faith, who understand the Christian principles, because we know change does not start in church only. It starts within community. We want to transform the community. We want to transform the families. So if I'm a manager of a certain sector or a certain company and I have Christian value, when I change my family, when I change the people that interact with me, when I change my community, I'm doing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Those are the kinds of people we want to train.
So that means I don't have to come to Beulah Heights or be concerned if I come to Beulah Heights and you're going to train me as a minister. All I want is my bachelor's degree.
Yeah, right. What you want is let's say it's a bachelor's degree or master's degree or PhD degree, because we do have from bachelor's degree or undergraduate all the way to PhD and doctor of ministry, DMIN. All what you need to do is to choose what God is calling you for. If you've been called to be a leader, if you've been called to be a politician, if you've been called to be a business person, we want those people to have the Christian value. And the Christian value that we want is just not only, I hate to use the word fake. You know, you learn so many things and you can't defend that. If you can't defend that because you don't have the word in you or you've not been trained well, then you lose in this kind of debate. But when you're prepared, whether you're doing MBA, you're trained by faculty who understand the ministry. So they equip you to defend the faith.
Within your workplace.
Exactly, within your workplace. So that's what we want to do.
When we return, two successful ministers explain why they selected Beulah Heights for their education. And you know, education is the key to success. How often we've heard that. But you need tools to work with. And that's why KISS 104.1 is joining WSB-TV and the Children's Restoration Network to stuff the bus with school supplies on Saturday, July 21st. Please join Art Terrell of the Morning Groove at the Kroger located at 3425 Cascade Road Southwest. We'll be there from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. where you can donate backpacks and school supplies. And those supplies will go to homeless children and children in group homes. They need backpacks, spiral notebooks, three-ring binders, folders, calculators, pens, markers, rulers, crayons, scissors, everything needed to go back to school. We're thanking you in advance for your generosity and your support.
Flashback 2018 featuring Stephanie.
Reverend Ann Johnson is planning on graduating from Beulah Heights University, but as my mama used to say, man proposes and God disposes. Why did you go to Beulah Heights?
Now, this is really interesting, Monica, because I actually ended up at Beulah Heights because there was one class that was advertised, and I thought, this is going to be a great class for my personal devotion. So I'm going to go. I don't even remember what the class was, but my intention was to take this one course, and then I was going to be out of there. My husband was a student, but I wasn't intending to go. And after taking the one course, I was hooked. And so I said, well, I'm going to take one more. Just one more. And then I'm really out. And I took another one. And before I knew it, I was in the degree program. And in 1996, I think it was, I got my bachelor's in business, not business, but in biblical education.
So how did that help you in the founding of what you and your husband do?
It was incredible. We started the church in 1991. I came out of a corporate environment. I had a relationship with the Lord. But when I went to school, I felt as though I had a more solid understanding of the word, so that as I teach others, I knew I was giving sound doctrine. That was really important to me.
And what have you taken with you away from the church? Mm-hmm. In your daily life that was started within the university?
Oh, that's easy. It would be the sense of community and the importance of relationship. It was amazing to me how there were many pastors that were in the school at that time, and we created this camaraderie and ended up really helping each other in our ministries and even in our everyday life. We really developed and fostered relationship. And that's kind of where I learned that nobody is an island to themselves, and you don't have everything. But somebody nearby has what you need, and they are more than willing to help you with what you need.
You can make me happy.
Bishop Brian Hodges was a student at Beulah Heights, and now he chairs the Religious Studies Department at the university that is celebrating 100 years. Why did you get involved with Beulah Heights?
I wanted to be the kind of clergyman that was prepared to engage a diverse Christian community, and to do so with the kind of training that would allow me to minister to their needs and then to challenge them to live a faithful Christian life as a disciple of Jesus Christ. And Beulah Heights provided the space, the education, the community, and it did so in every way. If you could think of a way, Beulah did it, whether it was the tuition, the gathered community, the camaraderie, the fellowship, the instruction, content, context. It provided everything at once. It really was the X on the treasure map for me.
Now, both of you definitely are strong supporters. Why would you tell someone who is considering college, let's say someone who is in their senior year in high school and starting to look around at colleges? Normally, people look at the regular schools, Georgia State or, you know, a Spelman. Why should you take a look at Beulah Heights after 100 years?
You know, it's interesting that you ask that question, because we have a 21-year-old, and he is not finished college yet. And one of the things we've been thinking about is the possibility of him going to Beulah Heights. I think the community, as I mentioned before, would be one reason. Also, specifically for him, he is sensing a call from God. And that would be a place where he would be free to be able to really come into an understanding of what is it that God is calling me to do. And when am I to do that, in ministry or in the marketplace?
That is the point.
Mm-hmm.
I like the emphasis that you're showing here, in ministry or in the marketplace. Bishop?
You know, one of the things I love about Beulah Heights University is that if you really think about it in the context of a coin, it is the perfect coin with two sides. On the one side, you really can come to explore where you are with God in terms of religious studies. If you want to do pulpit ministry, if you want to do parachurch ministry, if you want to serve in the church. On the other side, the whole business and leadership piece, this growing, this rolling new opportunity to be engaged with academic rigor is really such a beautiful opportunity. And students can come to Beulah. When they come to Beulah, they're not jumping through a thousand hoops to get into school. So maybe you're a student and you did not perform at your absolute best, but you've grown through high school, and you've come now to a place where you're really ready to settle down. Beulah Heights is that open door. It is that opportunity. Where other institutions might say no, Beulah Heights will give you an opportunity, and not just to get you in the door, but to help shape you and to mold you and to challenge you. Beulah Heights University is perfectly situated to help people who really do want to go to another place.
Still to come, what's next for Beulah Heights University after its first 100 years? Time flies when you're having fun, and that is so true for our 23rd annual Flashback Concert. You do not want to miss the big Flashback Festival show on Saturday, August 11th at Solaris Amphitheater at Lakewood. Now, there's plenty of tailgating before the gates open, and then the party really starts. This year, here's Stephanie Mills remind you why why you've never known love like this before. Joe reminds you of all the things your man won't do. Plus, you'll hear from Tony, Ready for the World. And I personally can't wait for Rose Royce to take me to the car wash or have me wishing on a star. Flashback Festival is sponsored by John Foy and Associates and Wayfield Foods. For more details, go to kiss104fm.com. Tickets are on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. Beulah Heights University celebrates 100 years of training leaders for the church and the world of business. I asked my guests, where do you go next?
Well, 100 years. First of all, it's just almost like a wedding. I can't wait for that 100 years to come for me to celebrate and praise God for that. And also, it just gives us a challenge to say, okay, the world is changing, the community is changing, there's so many things that are changing. How do you prepare the student and the faculty and the staff to see not only 100 years, but another 100 years from now? Mm-hmm. What will people remember us for? What did we do? What should we do to impact the future community? We saw what the founders did and others that came before us. So for us, what do we do? That's the question. And I do believe that there is an answer, and we will continue working to lay the foundation of those that will come behind us.
So I have to ask, what are the obstacles you face as an institution? And Dr. Hodges, and also Dr. Johnson's, particularly Dr. Johnson, since you're on the Board of Trustees, what are some of the obstacles you see the school has to face?
I think one of the things that we will always have to work at is maintaining financial integrity, making sure that we are strong from a financial standpoint. And I have to say that Dr. Karanja has done an extraordinary job in moving us to that place. Yes. So as a board member, I'm always blessed by that integrity and making those hard decisions that keep us in a good fiscal position. That's critical. There are also things that we have to always keep in mind in terms of accreditation and things of that nature. And again, he has moved us very far in those areas so that Beulah Heights can be recognized in the larger educational market, because that it is competitive. I mean, we know that we're doing ministry, we know that we're training leaders, but this is business. And it is a competitive business, and students have many, many choices of where to go. So even things like maintaining cutting-edge technology, all those things are critical for us to remain in the game.
Okay, Doctor?
I think one of our challenges is balance. Our president is very modest, a very humble man, but Dr. Karanja has such incredible vision for our institution. And what we have to do is we have to learn balance. Of course, we don't have a vision problem. Sometimes we have a money problem. I know at the local church that I pastor, it's not that we don't have vision. We've got plenty of that. I'm sure we got the money if we can get them together. and so just to find the balance, what do we do next? The whole prioritizing the agenda of our institution. What do we want to address? How do we want to posit and situate our institution going forward? And I think that's going to be a unique opportunity for us to engage the people in our institution, the leaders, engage some of the students, and find out, you know, where are we going? What are we doing with what we have? Because there's so many wonderful opportunities just in Atlanta, but in education, in the Christian arena, for us to really connect with people and push them in that positive direction.
The new Kiss 104.1.
Got to throw a big party to celebrate 100 years, and that's exactly what will happen later this month for Beulah Heights.
It's going to be in Georgia Aquarium, and we'll celebrate that also by also the guests who are coming from everywhere in the world. They'll be enjoying to see the fish and other spices there. But with good food, good music, I think that will be there. But above all, I look forward to the fellowship that will be there. We have students there, or the alumnus of the class of 1964, and other classes that are going to be involved there. I'm also honored that the past two presidents are going to be there.
Uh-huh.
So it just like when family gathers together for Thanksgiving. So this is a Thanksgiving time for us to thank God for the 100 years.
So what are we going to see? Is there going to be entertainment?
Oh, yes. Incredible entertainment. So Marcus Wiley, a.k.a. Bishop Secular, is going to come and provide comedy for us and entertainment. Also, KCJ, one of our local artists here, will come and will lead us into a period of celebration, reflection, and worship. Of course, Monica Wells Bell and a number of others who will come. And just throughout the night, get a chance to really reflect and remember, to worship, and to be a part of something that is full of life and energy, especially as we roll into this next 100 years.
Can I say this, Monica? No, this was not a question, and I can't go without saying this. I was born in Kenya, and I came here about 30 years ago. The first time I came and I watched the TV on Channel 2, the person that really triggered me was a lady known as Monica Cook.
Yeah, the one and only.
And I remember in my English 101 debate and speech, I spoke about the two people who have inspired me on the speech, and one of them was Monica Kaufman and Peter Jennings.
Oh.
And you know, God has sense of humor to see that in 100 years, without even planning, without even knowing.
Wow.
You're going to be the MC.
Oh, well, I'm looking forward.
That's God really will always provide for you. Because I'm saying this from my heart, and that is the truth.
Oh, thank you. Well, listen, we want all of you listening to come. It's going to be on Friday, July 27th at the Georgia Aquarium. It is black tie. Now, if you go to beulah.edu, you can see how to purchase your tickets. And by the way, at Beulah Heights on Facebook and at Beulah Heights on Twitter. Hmm. So you can stay in touch. They're very social.
Right.
Thank you all for being here today. And let's wish another 100 years for Beulah Heights University.
Thank you so very much for having
Thank
us.
You.
Thank you so much. Thank you.